Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
If you absolutely positively have to buy your furniture from a Scandinavian company, there are alternatives to IKEA. The Danish retailers Jysk have been spreading their wings in Ireland. They hope to have 30 outlets in this country over the next few years. But is there a risk of market saturation? And will they get enough staff to run those stores? All questions for Ronnie Tuominen, the general manager of Jysk UK and Ireland. Good morning, Ronnie.
Good morning.
Now, Ronnie, your turnover was up 14% to 120 million for Britain and Ireland last year. But did you make a profit here?
We did indeed. In effect, we are in a closed window still, but our Irish market has been a good market for us since the beginning. So we will make a positive profit in Ireland also this year.
Now, how many stores do you have right now, and how many are you set to open in this country, in Ireland?
So we have 24 physical stores and then, of course, online store on top of that. So that brings us to 25. We have already announced that we will open in Tullamore and Cork, Blackpool, our next few stores. And then my development manager is working with a dozen active sites. So really, really strong pipeline building up at the minute.
And is there any difference between the stores in the UK and the stores over here in terms of the stuff that we buy more of than in the UK, perhaps?
Not really, no. I think, you know, Scandinavian sleeping and living is what we have been known. We are more living in Ireland than UK, so the furniture side is very much strong category for us.
And is that something to do with, is it hygge or hygge?
It's probably everything. I think it is the hygge, but I think it's the minimalistic Scandinavian design that really appeals to customers, not just in Ireland and UK, but across Europe and, of course, in Scandinavia as well.
Now, is population growth here, is that your big friend, i.e. the fact that the population is growing and all over the country, that's good for your business, I presume?
I think that's good for everyone's business, but of course it's good for us also. As I mentioned, we look everywhere, so we are not limited on size of the city. If there's a great opportunity, as I've been saying earlier, also we are willing to go into smaller towns, also like Tullamore. We have store in Yall and Monaghan and so forth. So we are really looking at all opportunities, and every growth is of course positive.
Mm. And where do you get most of your furniture from? And is it designed in Denmark?
The designs is made with our Danish team. Yes, majority of our goods, like also many other retailers, is coming from South Asia. But of course, due to the circumstances, global circumstances, we are also looking to move more of our manufacturing out from China. But that is in the hands of the purchasing team in Denmark.
They must face problems going through the Red Sea and the canal, the Suez Canal. So it means it takes even longer to get to Europe, I'm guessing.
So yes, that is of course another small challenge that we are having. But what we are now actually preparing to do in the next couple of weeks is opening a what we call dark store warehouse in Ireland, which is one of first of a kind in Jysk. It's not a full size distribution center, but it will allow us to bring our full assortment into Ireland to serve our Irish online customers as well as UK customers, and that will help significantly to bring both the carbon footprint down, but also the delivery times will be the lead time to customers will be significantly lower what we have experienced. So we are also tackling these global challenges that we are having in different markets in a very active way.
Your Swedish rivals have pickup points at Tesco stores. Is that something that you might consider?
We are in the midst of renewing our company strategy as in whole Jysk, and I think a part of it is to look at what else is there than what we have been doing. But of course, our key strength is the 3,500 stores that we have across the across the Europe and now also in Morocco and Turkey. And so that is our strategy. Our pickup points are the stores that are close to our customers. Mm. In many countries, there is a store in 15 minutes for every citizen. So that really doesn't anymore require a lot of extra pickup points.
Oh, superb. And any problems getting staff? I mean, there, a lot of companies are screaming out for talented people.
I think it's another kind of common challenge for retailers. I've been talking with several of my colleagues in both countries and also, of course, across Europe. So that is a big challenge. In principle, retail has had that challenge. I'd say always that it's not the most exciting career opportunity, or we are not able to sell the great career opportunity that retail also brings. But I don't think we have had difficulties to recruit in our stores. It is more our focus is more on the retention part. How do we make sure that these young people that join us also stay with us?
Ronnie, thank you very much. Tusen tak or kiitos. That's Ronnie Tuominen, the country manager of Jysk UK and Ireland.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.